It's been nearly a decade since Colorado became one of the first states to legalize cannabis for recreational use, and it's still pretty much an indoor crop. A new study confirms that growing marijuana in closed warehouses has a massive carbon footprint, but researchers also found some unexpected ways growers could help reduce that impact. Colorado Public Radio's Sam Brash reports.
According to Chris Baca, cannabis cultivation is really about tricking plants.
Growing is all about your environmentals. We're trying to mimic a lot of things that happen outdoors, but in an indoor setting.
Baca grows cannabis for the clinic, a Denver-based marijuana dispensary. Like most other growers in the city, he works in a windowless warehouse. The hum you're hearing is everything it takes to hoodwink his plants into behaving like they're outdoors.
We start off with the lights. It's obviously very bright in here. With those lights, you're also going to get a rise in temperature. So we have a significant amount of AC that goes into these growing rooms.
Meanwhile, fans draw in fresh air, pumps feed water and nutrients to roots. Baca says there's no way around it. In its current form, growing pot indoors uses a ton of energy.
Cannabis does, take a lot to create it. It takes a lot of carbon footprint, But at the same time, it's like I see it as a kind of a good thing to let people know how bad it kind of really is.
A new study from Colorado State University breaks down that process and adds up each component's greenhouse gas emissions. Graduate student Haley Summers led the research published in Nature Sustainability. She says it takes the widest possible view of growing marijuana indoors.
So a really quick example of what that means is if we're using fertilizers in a grow house, we accounted for emissions for actually producing those fertilizers.
In her final assessment, indoor marijuana cultivation now accounts for nearly 1.5% of Colorado's greenhouse gas emissions. To put that in perspective, that's about the same climate impact as the state's coal mining industry.
When I compared it to some entire other sectors like coal mining, that's really when it really sank in for me.
Summer's study also found more than 80% of those emissions can be chalked up to things that only happen with indoor grows. Think high-powered lights, heating, air conditioning. Most or all of that could be eliminated in outdoor or greenhouse facilities. For Summers, that all raises a basic question.
Why are we growing plants indoors?
From her research, Summers believes it has a lot to do with Colorado's early legalization policies, which tried to keep cannabis out of public view. The idea was that growing pot in nondescript warehouses would make the process more secure and easier to regulate. Ben Gelt runs the Cannabis Certification Council, which promotes sustainable practices in the industry. He says that's part of the story, but not all of it.
I certainly wouldn't disagree with the position that early regulation slanted the table towards indoor production, but that's a really such a small part of the puzzle.
A bigger point, according to Gelt, customers. Sun-grown cannabis can use less energy, but it's not going to make the best product for a pipe, a joint, or a social media post.
Outdoor product tends to have a harder shell. It doesn't tend to have the same feel that you get a lot of times that you see on Instagram and stuff.
Gelt says that's why cannabis grown outdoors largely goes towards edibles or vape pens, products where you don't see the plant itself. Warehouses also let growers work year-round in carefully controlled climate conditions. From an environmental perspective, Gelt says it'd be great if more growers moved outdoors or into greenhouses.
But to just say, we need to snap our fingers and do it, it's not realistic.
So he says indoor operations have to get more efficient. One example can be seen at the clinic warehouse. Like most of the industry, Baca pipes carbon dioxide into his grow rooms to supercharge plant growth.
And so within a week, they get about a foot taller.
They grow a foot in a week.
Yeah.
Usually, cannabis growers use CO2 captured at fertilizer plants, which is then bottled up into heavy canisters and shipped hundreds of miles. The clinic has mostly eliminated those emissions through a partnership with the Denver Beer Company. The brewery supplies the warehouse with its excess CO2, and it's just a few miles down the road.
If I were to open this valve, the CO2 actually smells like beer.
After lights and climate control, the Colorado State University study found that bottling and shipping carbon dioxide is the third largest emission source for indoor grows. So projects to recycle the gas from local sources, that might actually make cannabis just a little bit greener. For Here and Now, I'm Sam Brash in Denver.